Eric, going back to your point, the James Jones point is a fantastic point, especially from a basketball guy, because he had okay production in Oakland, but he came back here and he and Rodgers, like, the criticism of James Jones was that he wasn't able to get open anymore, right? He wasn't able to create separation.
Washed. He was washed.
Right, and that was what people were saying about Jordy Nelson at the end when he had to play. Remember, Jordy Nelson's last season in Green Bay was played primarily with who at quarterback? Brett Hundley.
I was going to say, I don't even know.
Rodgers broke his collarbone. Remember, Jordy Nelson missed the 15 season. They were back together in 16. They go to the NFC Championship game. Jordy is vital, is the comeback player of the year. He plays extremely well. Rodgers starts the 17 season. They start the year 4-1. And Rodgers has clearly made Davante Adams the number one wide receiver. Jordy Nelson has clearly ceded that role to Davante Adams. And yet their offense is humming. They win on that last second touchdown to Davante Adams in Dallas, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So Jordy Nelson goes and he catches 60 balls in 2018 from Derek Carr. And he's okay, but you know he would have been more productive here, and you know he would have deferred to Davante Adams. And that's why it is the number one thing, not because I like Jordy Nelson, but because I don't think there would be anything wrong with Goody saying, you know what, I believe in getting rid of a guy a year too early instead of a year too late, and I was wrong about Jordy Nelson, and he can't do it. And yesterday, when he was asked if he had any regrets about how he handled any players on their way out, he said, no, I don't have any regrets. And I can't stand when people claim they don't have any regrets, because that is just hubris if you can't acknowledge that you have a regret or two. We all have regrets. Now, off my soapbox, back to your James Jones point, because now Randall Cobb is here. And as he talked yesterday, it was interesting to hear, and he, I'm sure his take will not be particularly popular in the greater Houston area. But here is what Randall Cobb said about coming to Green Bay after having been in Houston and all the troubles that team had last year.
I can breathe again. I've seen the other side. And I'm excited to be back here. And I'm excited. I'm smiling. It's funny. My teammates say, you act like you just got out of prison. I said, well, you know, I'm very, very, very excited to be here.
So the prison line was probably a little harsh for the folks in Houston, but
he got one heck of a laugh out of you. I could hear it on the playback.
Yeah, I think that's Aaron Nagler. I don't think that's me.
Oh, wow. I thought it was you.
So we have similar laughs, but yeah. I will say that I did laugh, and it was a good line. But again, he played with Deshaun Watson, who obviously is a terrific young quarterback.
Yeah.
But in a new system, and he had 38 catches last year. I think that he'll probably have 38 catches this year, even if he's much further down the pecking order in their wide receiver room. And it's because of his telepathy with his BFF and quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Let's take another call here, 844-770-3776. Let's talk to John in Tampa. John, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What do you got for us?
Well, that's kind of my thunder right there. When I'm listening to that presser yesterday, all I'm thinking about is how excited he is to be in Green Bay. From the day before when Aaron was saying, you know, kind of things aren't the way they should be. And I'm listening to Aaron's, and it's pretty much a matter of opinion what I thought he was saying. And nothing was really fact when it came to that. So even the next day, here is Cobb going, man, this place is a breath of fresh air. My teammates are asking me, you're acting like you just got out of jail. I feel like he probably saw Aaron later, and Aaron was like, dude, why'd you say that after what I just said?
Now wait a minute, John. Wait a minute, John. Because if I'll let you complete your thought, but don't you think, because I'm watching Aaron Rodgers here at practice, and he's having a ball. He's having all kinds of fun. He's screwing around with his teammates, whatever. If we're gonna break this down as, well, Rodgers said, here are all the things that are wrong with the culture, and Randall Cobb, there's the horn early.
Hey.
And Randall Cobb is saying what a breath of fresh air is. Isn't it possible that that actually proves Rodgers' point about the people, and that when you're with the players and the coaches and it's football, that that's what is the breath of fresh air. You're playing for a championship contender with a great quarterback, with a bunch of guys you like. Like, I didn't think Rodgers was denigrating the culture of the locker room or of the players. He was denigrating how people were handled by the front office. I guess I don't see the correlation. And if you want to try and explain it to me more, go right ahead.
Well, I just felt like he didn't have anything bad to say about the Packer organization at all, whether it was players, locker room, front office, management. I just thought from his presser was, man, I'm just happy to be here because it's not a bad organization or a bad team or a bad locker room. You know,
yeah.
I know sometimes when people are telling you that you're fired and you're going to move on, sometimes you can look back and go, I wasn't treated that well. Well, because it's probably one of the downest points of your life, because maybe your professional career is over. Maybe it's not. You go somewhere else. But that can be a bad time when somebody's telling you, hey, well, your services aren't needed anymore here in Green Bay or Chicago or wherever. So that could be a lot, too, to go, you know, maybe that's why everybody felt so bad and felt like they were not sent out the door the right way, because they were told they don't need to be, their services aren't used and needed anymore.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't think there's any question that no one wants to get that news, and no matter how it's delivered, it's still really crappy news. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. Eric, what do you make of that idea, though? Because, again, the juxtaposition that John made, and thanks for the call, John, I guess I'm open to the idea that he's making a good point. I'm looking at Cobb and thinking among the reasons why he's so happy is because he's back in a place he spent 8 years. He's with Aaron Rodgers. He's with Devontae Adams. And I don't necessarily think he's buddy-buddy with Brian Gutekunst either, who flat out said, if it wasn't for the quarterback, we wouldn't have been interested in him. Like, I don't know if those two are necessarily an apples-to-apples comparison in terms of views of this organization. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think with, you know, Aaron's complaints about, you know, how things were handled or how people were treated, I don't think that has a whole lot to do with the locker room, right? Like, the Bucks are about to go through an offseason where Bryn Forbes is a free agent, Bobby Portis is a free agent, PJ Tucker is a free agent, right? One of those guys gets let go. And Giannis says, man, you know, I really wish whoever would still be here. I wish you'd been treated with more respect. That has nothing to do with what the locker room was this past season, right? Those two things are not interconnected. Like, the fun that they had this past season, the journey that they went through together, that remains unaffected. That is an off-court dealing about a contract. So then once they come back, you know, is the locker room different without one of those players? Yeah, I'm sure it is. But are they still able to have fun? Are they still able to enjoy it with the 11 other guys that were there last year? Yeah, I would think so. So I think that might be, I get the larger point, but I think those two things maybe are not super related in my mind. Like, I'm not surprised that Randall Cobb is having a good time in an organization where he's back with a bunch of people that he knows, despite being wronged by the team, or I should say, I'll put that wronged in quotes, right?
In his mind, right.
In his mind.
Or in Rodgers' mind.
He was wronged by the organization. It doesn't surprise me that he can now have fun in that organization. Like, I don't see those things as interconnected, because one very much happens outside of the locker room, and then the other one happens inside the locker room, which, you know, if you spend enough time around professional sports teams, is, I should say, successful professional sports teams, that is a sacred place, right? Like, the locker room takes on this air of importance where you have to nurture that and you have to love it, and it is this very special thing where you're connected, and contract negotiations don't come into that. Like, you are just hanging out with your brothers, with your friends, with the guys that you are going to battle with every single night.
Right, and Aaron Rodgers last year looked extremely happy, and this year looks extremely happy when I see him on the green grass of Reinicke Field, like I'm looking at him right now. that doesn't mean that all of his ill will toward the general manager has changed at all.
Right.
And I don't know about the triple horn now. That's a new one.
Yeah, a little three-bagger there.
I swear if we don't, I shouldn't say we because I'm not going to be here anymore. If you don't get horn guy for an interview, I'm going to be so disappointed in you.
Like, I don't even know where he is. Like, I'm looking around. Like, there's
this
no,
is the story. Like, all the details. What were you thinking when you did the triple horn? What does a double horn mean? What does a
light,
single horn mean? How long are you holding it?
It's a light practice day, Jason. Just start walking around, find the horn guy.
There he is again.
Wow, that's like five in a minute.
He's playing to the crowd now. He knows we're talking about him. His ears are ringing.
Do you think he's like on top of the Hudson Center and sees me and maybe is even tuned in on like maybe streaming on Wisconsin On Demand and he knows that he's got to go early because there's a delay? Like, now he's just messing with my mind.